email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yep, and you can also keep your text coming in to 51551. Now, the bunting has been put out and Ballyshannon is awash with pride as Mona McSherry aims for the podium tonight in the 100-metre breaststroke. We are all going to be on the edge of our seats. The Sligo swimmer is a member of the Marlin Swim Club in Ballyshannon, and the treasurer, Karen Somerville, joins me now to tell us about a very special event they're hosting to cheer on their local club hero. I nearly feel like getting into the car myself, Karen, and coming up. You must be bursting.
You'd be very welcome.
You must be bursting with pride.
That just explains it there, Catherine. We are so delighted for Mona and we are so excited and we can't wait for the final this evening. It's just going to be so exciting.
It is. So where did you get to watch her qualification heat?
We watched it here at home and we watched her heat on Sunday morning here at home.
Yeah.
But actually yesterday evening, my son was competing in the Ulster Fly yesterday. So we had to go outside and actually just get commentary from my husband over the phone for her semi-final. And I'm sure people were wondering why we were roaring in the car because we were just so excited. It was fantastic.
Oh, brilliant. Karen, stay on the line, because also on the line from Paris, we have Grace Mead, who is Mona's home coach. Grace, lovely to chat to you from Paris. How was it in the arena watching her qualify?
Oh, last night was just something very, very special. It was absolutely electric. The atmosphere over here is just amazing, you know, for all the athletes. But the support Mona has over here, her families and friends and everything from Grange, where she lives, is just absolutely second to none. It's brilliant.
Yeah, and I mean, even when you heard her being interviewed, she's almost overwhelmed with the amount of support that's there in Paris. She was like, is there anybody left at home? Let's take a quick reminder of the moment she set a new Irish record.
And it is Mona McSherry in seconds. She's broken the Irish record. 105.51 seconds. That's a statement.
Oh, brilliant. A new Irish record at the Olympics. It's phenomenal, really, isn't it, Grace?
It is, you know, but she's been building for this for years and years of a lot of hard work and dedication. So it's just wonderful to see it all pay off and all come together at the right time, you know. So it really is fantastic.
Karen, tell us about Marlin's Ballyshannon. Tell us about the club.
Well, we have a wonderful club here in the Northwest. We cater for children from South Donegal, Fermanagh, Leitrim, Sligo. I hope I haven't left anybody out. But we have about between 90 and 100 children at the moment, ranging from the ages of 8 right up to young adults. And competing at all levels. We have children that are just starting out, naturally enough, and then we have children that competed at the Summer Nationals there last week in Dublin. So
amazing.
We have an amazing team of coaches. They're all volunteers. They do this, you know, for the love of the support of the sport.
Mm.
And we just have a wonderful club. And we are very, very blessed to have a great community behind us. And, you know, Mona, we call it the Mona Bounce. She has, you know, just her success over the last few years has just brought, you know, lots of attention to
her.
So
many young people to try the sport. And I know she's in college now. She's in college in the States. She's still a member.
Yes.
And am I right in saying she started swimming after a fall during a family holiday?
I believe so. I believe they were on holidays when she was, I think in Austria, if memory serves me correct, and she took a tumble into some water, and after that they decided, right, time to get some.
Oh God,
they live in a beautiful part of the country there, just beside Streeta Beach, so water surrounds them, so it was the right thing to do to get her into the water and to get her swimming. And she joined Marlins then, I think, you know, as a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old, and she just took off.
It
was fantastic, yeah.
And Grace, from that, she became a very dedicated swimmer as part of the club, travelling from Grange to Ballyshannon for some very early mornings, of which you were obviously there with her.
Yeah, as Mona developed over the years, obviously her programme increased, and every year we added something new to the programme. But her training sessions basically were 6 days a week, you know, doubles for 4 days of those days. So it built up over the years to quite intense kind of tough programme, but she responded very well to it, obviously.
And all that commitment, the sacrifice, the drive, all of that accumulating to getting to the Olympics, like, what goes through your head when you're there? You see her on the boat during the opening ceremony or on the blocks when she's about to dive into history books. I mean, it's almost, you know, it's such a journey. It's such a huge achievement and such deserved success for all that work.
It is, you know, very few know the dedication that goes into it for her to get here. It's just been phenomenal, a huge amount of hard work, huge commitment over the last 8-10 years. And, you know, she's in Tennessee now under Matt Credidge, coaching over there at the university. Mm. But and to be able to maintain this level for the last 8 years, because it was 2017 when she was World Junior Champion. So that's, 7 years ago. Mm. So it's huge commitment, but she's very self-driven. She's very dedicated herself. She's a fantastic attitude, and her mental strength is incredible.
Yeah, she talks herself about being a hard worker, and that's the way she's wired.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you put up a program, and she'll do what's asked of her. There's no questions about it, and she'll do even more. You know, and if she doesn't do it right, she wants to do it again.
Yeah.
You know, that's her attitude. That's the way. She doesn't leave any stone unturned, as we say. You know, it's done right or it's not done at all. You know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
So, huge commitment from her.
Karen, so tell us about the event happening in Ballyshannon to support Mona this evening.
Yes, well, we're coming together this evening to cheer Mona on in her final, and also the other two swimmers that are swimming tonight. Ellen Walsh has made a final as well. Imagine two Irish swimmers.
Isn't it
in
incredible?
Olympic finals. It's just brilliant.
And Ellen is on at 7:30, isn't she?
That's correct.
Yep.
That's correct. And then I believe Danielle Hill is swimming sometime around 8 o'clock in the backstroke. Semi-finals. And then Mona, of course, is taking centre stage at 8:25. So we're meeting in RSA Rua, which is our local GAA clubhouse up in Father Tierney Park at Ballyshannon. And we have...
Have you the big screen now? I hope it's a big screen.
Well, it's big, and we're still hoping, holding out hope that it might even get bigger, Catherine. You know, we had an offer there now a few minutes ago of an even bigger screen. So we'll see how big the screen is. We have music then as well provided by our local Phil Rooney Kiosis branch. And... we're hugely grateful to the other organisations in the town. You know, the GAA have been amazing. They put up flags and bunting around the town for us there last week. And as I said, they're giving us the use now of their...
Great stuff. They're going to hear you cheering in Paris.
Oh, well, that's the plan anyway. That's the plan. It's just so exciting. And we just hope she swims to her ability tonight, and that she'll have an Olympic medal around her neck.
And Grace, you're going to be there. You're going to be in Paris. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very excited for tonight.
Yeah,
absolutely. Extremely proud from what she has achieved so far. As I say, yes, she's definitely within a chance of getting a medal. But, you know, to be honest, she has achieved so much now. I mean, whatever the outcome, I'll be super, super proud of her, you know. But it's so exciting here. The build-up is incredible. We're all getting together now here in about an hour's time. All the McSharries, and there's a whole huge gang of us here. So you'll hear us over there too, believe me.
Great stuff. Well, Grace Mead and Karen Somerville, thanks for chatting to us. And we have fingers and toes crossed, 8:25 tonight for Mona. And let's get a bit of the course. Let's keep this energy going for Mona. Thanks, ladies, and good luck.